Hello and welcome to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Sophie and I'm broadcasting from the unceded and ancestral territories of the Hunkamino-speaking Musqueam people. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've got some really good music in store. I've also got a very special guest who is currently on their way. They're still at the gym, so fingers crossed they can make it in time. First of all, we're going to have Take Me to Your Mansion by Regular Fantasy, Love by Blue Hawaii, and then Touch Me by Waterworld.
Baby,
Welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Take Me to Your Mansion by Regular Fantasy, L-O-V-E by Blue Hawaii, and Touch Me by Waterworld, who is also Seb Wildwood. Coming up next, we're going to have If You Like Me by DJ Seinfeld, Strawberries by Kay Lone and Wolfie D, and then Gabo's Last Resort by The South Hill Experiment.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard If You Like Me by DJ Seinfeld, Strawberries by Kay Lone and Wolfie D, and then Gabo's Last Resort by The South Hill Experiment. Coming up next, we're going to have What You by Paul Pryor, and then Mystified and Falling in Love, both of which are by System Olympia. Before we start, I just want to give a massive shout out to all my homies at VPC. That's Jane, Kerm, and Ivan. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. apostrophes, knowledge writings around these rules. Smooth, got the drop from Olympia. Caught a little vibe, gathered the bars are due to Cynthia. Sweet melanin, serving them curves, a quick routine for ya. Hot boys, mouth struck wide, they couldn't dream of us. Tempted to touch, I am your local woman and you need me so much. But if I ain't seen them coins, leave the bank into my purse, then it's safe to say you're asking too much. Cause this kitty ain't free, rated too sweet, and I can never let a bum reciprocate the teeth. 25 looking 19 with a body of a gymnast, nothing but bullies in my IG. I've been training since a younger, burn a pussy like she's roach. Step too hard, I fuck the drip, I stream out notes. Ain't no other cup I can defeat, I crease that coat. Ooh, it's feeling like my birthday. Dropped a couple wrongers, picked the bag, ain't never first day. Just connect the dots, I'm selling guava on a Thursday. But nothing like Friday, behaviour's in the worst way. Pull a couple breaches, cause this thing's about to swerve, mate. Long time I ain't caught a look around, the sun's immersed, mate. Show up a little skin, quick to grow on him. If you're saying bad, that's why I'm hard, forget the trim. Titties wetter, who's better? Ain't no other flipping the packs, racking that cheddar. Body got the boot at the back, going and get her. Sweet ting, nothing but sauce, work to your brother.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as...
Run for them life, when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
ZZ Theatre presents the Rainbow Youth Project, produced by Yanting Chu and curated by Brittany O'Rourke, Alan Pronger, and Bria Shantz. This annual community storytelling project centers the 2S LGBTQ plus voices who often don't get a say in their lives, bodies, and identities. Bringing two-spirit, queer, and trans youth from across Metro Vancouver to share their stories. The Rainbow Storytelling Project is a low-barrier, one-on-one project in which people share true stories from their lives. It is designed to challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions of otherness, promote dialogue, reduce prejudices, and encourage understanding by connecting people who, under normal circumstances, might never meet. The Rainbow Youth Project will be running on dates November 16th, 17th, the 23rd, and 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch on the third floor. This is a free event with no sign-up required. All that is necessary is your attendance and your empathy.
Vancouver experimental rockers New Age Doom teamed up with ice-edged Norwegian vocalist Tuva Band to create a one-of-a-kind collab album called There Is No End. Hear the album critics are raving about. Pitchfork called it
a mix of dark folk, drone, deep dub, and free jazz. A multi-layered triumph.
And Mojo gave it 4 stars, describing it as
sophisticated, dramatic, and emotionally layered.
Listen to There Is No End by New Age Doom on all streaming services and find the vinyl at newagedoom.com.
Hello and welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. Our very special guest has just arrived. Repeat, our very special guest has just arrived. I'm waiting for them. I'm watching them walk into the studio. Hey, Rachel, come in. Hi. Oh my gosh, hi. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Friday Night Fever?
Friday Night Fever in the house. We got Rachel. Big up, Rachel.
What's up, Sophie? What's up? What have we been listening to?
Oh my God, we got some tunes and we've got even more tunes coming up now.
Even more?
Even more. So, first of all, we're going to have Higher by The Social Lovers. Then we're going to have Your Life by Patrick Holland. And then we're going to have Star 6ix9ine, which is the Patrick Holland remix by Born at Midnight.
Can't wait.
won't have time to fight it again and again. You won't have time anymore to fight it again and again.
Again, and you won't have time anymore.
Hello and welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Higher by Social Lovers, Your Life by Patrick Holland, and then Star 69, and that's the Patrick Holland remix. So, Rachel, hello.
Hey.
Thanks for joining me today. Always wonderful to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me again. I feel very groovy now on this Friday night.
Hell yeah, as you bloody well should. So tell me something fun or something interesting that happened today.
Something interesting that happened today. Well, as I was telling you before, I went to the gym.
Nice.
And this never happens, but I got hit on at the gym today. Ooh. But it was by a man. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. I mean, no offense to the heteros out there.
They shot their shot. He shot his shot.
I
can't blame
him. I respected it. Mm-hmm. He did show me a pole vaulting video beforehand, which, Sophie, would that increase or decrease?
So it was him pole vaulting.
Well,
was he good?
It was pretty good.
Probably.
Like, super high, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, like, it wasn't, like, major. I mean,
for someone, I don't pole vault.
He has hobbies. We love a man that has hobbies.
I love a unique hobby, too.
True.
A girl told me that she was a pole vaulter, she was kind of mid at it, I would be like, oh my god, babe, like, congrats for being you.
Yeah, right. We should extend that same courtesy to men with hobbies. We should, yeah.
Is there a hobby that you're particularly attracted to?
Oh, don't get me started. Yeah. Don't get me started. I think for my own dignity, I will decline to answer that question.
Ooh, okay.
On air. What about you?
Fair enough.
What about you?
You know, I've been known to love a woman who crafts.
Yes. Yeah. Casting a wide net here.
Exactly. You know, I'm happy to teach if anyone is available and listening. I'm just kidding.
But cuffing season.
Cuffing season. Actually, I think it's uncuffing season.
I mean, please.
I know, like, many people who have split.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's
my
sad,
friend.
Though.
No, she's like free now.
Oh.
It's like, okay, do we think of uncuffing as, like, freedom, or do we think of it, like, does it have to be sad?
Well, okay, in my personal experience, it's, like, freedom, and then it's, like, oh, sad.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's life, you know, when, especially, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith, we're consciously uncoupling.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But then, you know, that gives us more time for lots of hobbies.
True.
Like
self-development.
Obsessive Spotify playlists. Going on your friend's radio show. Listening to Kendrick Lamar's new album.
Kendrick Lamar's new album. Wait, so did you finish it?
No, I listened to the first three tracks. And then I was like, you know what? The song Luther is really making me want to listen to Kehlani right now.
Yes. Yes.
Which
I think
one was
I'm
your favorite?
Okay, so I love the whole album. I saved some particular ones. I saved Luther, Man at the Garden, Reincarnated, and then Heart Part 6. Those are my, like, top ones, because I also feel like they resonated with me the most today.
Yeah.
You know, because he's kind of like talking a lot about, like, you know, like, working on yourself and, like, you know, being the best person you can be.
Exactly.
But there is something about this album, it gets weird at the end. And I really need you to listen to the whole thing and tell me what you think, because there's a song at the end where I think he's talking about his fiance Whitney.
Yeah.
But in such a way that I was like, I didn't know it was like that. And he never referenced it like that before, ever. You know, he's always like Whitney's my ride or die, blah, blah, blah. But then the story is kind of like about a toxic relationship.
I was just going to bring that up.
Oh, my God.
Remember, guys, do you remember the Drake beef?
Yes.
During the
How
summer?
Could we forget?
How could we forget? Something that was kind of missing in the Drake beef that many people stepped over was the fact that Drake did expose Kendrick for maybe not being the nicest person to Whitney.
True.
And her actually, I think he separated from his label, and she had moved on to someone who used to be at the label.
Really?
Working with Kendrick.
Oh my God. And then, he, like, did something really nasty, which we're probably not allowed to talk about on air, but
exactly. But
and then
if we're
apparently
thinking
got
about,
charged for it.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're thinking about, like, consciously uncoupling, that's probably something that Kendrick's thinking about.
I don't know. It's crazy. I'm like, after all this, like, she's literally been by his side for so long. Like,
since
and then
high school, right?
Yeah, and then, like, just the way he described the relationship, I was like, is that how it really is? Or maybe it's about someone else. else, like I don't really know, but like just after I've only listened to it maybe two or three times and maybe I haven't got it all yet, but it was really interesting. Yeah,
but
I think
you know, a lot of nasty emotions come out after, you know, as we were just saying, in the aftermath of something that was really important to you ending.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited to listen.
Yeah.
Did you listen all the way through Tyler's album?
I did not listen all the way through Tyler's album. I have, but I've been listening while I've been doing stuff, so I haven't had a proper sit down, pay attention.
I've had
a be on the bus and kind of like be moving around, mm-hmm. listen, you know?
It's something that we need to be like, because it's quote unquote experimental listening, mm-hmm. right? So I feel like it's hard to kind of sit on the bus and be like, oh my gosh, I really want to listen to this Tyler album right now, when it's like, oh my god, all these songs or all these sounds are coming at me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's probably like something that you'd want to listen to like sat down knitting, you know, maybe like doing something or going on a long mm-hmm. walk or something, you know, something like that. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I really don't know the perfect situation to enjoy that album because it's so different, you know?
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
But I did hear a glowing review of the song Sticky.
Is that the one you wanna request?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate for the air, but...
tell me what it is and I'll tell you.
It has Sexy Red on it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean...
I might have to do a little pre-listen after the next bunch of songs.
My request, yes. I have two options for you today.
Yeah.
There's one I'm thinking of called Docket by Blondshell.
Okay.
Have you listened to Blondshell before?
I haven't.
It's, she's like an indie rap, not indie Sick. Rap, sorry.
Okay.
Indie pop.
Okay.
Featuring Bully. They were actually just in town.
Okay.
Maybe last month.
Sweet.
It's a little bit sad, has like lots of guitar in it, mm-hmm. a little bit of a cheating story,
mm-hmm.
Or mm-hmm. there's one called Blankets by Crook.
Okay.
It's like a gay lesbian anthem about being under the blankets with someone that you really love. I'll let
both
you choose.
Both sound great. Okay. They're both kind of like indie pop kind of
they're
vibe.
They're both indie pop vibes. They're both from 2024.
Love.
And both by queer people.
Love.
So just depends on what your vibe is tonight.
All
How
right.
are you feeling tonight?
Well, okay. My vibe is I need to play some more CanCon. So I'm going to play two CanCon songs. And while we're playing those CanCon songs, I'm going to check out those two songs. And then we can finish on that one. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, awesome. So I've got two songs coming up next, both of them from Canadian rappers. The first one is going to be Twitch by Bambi. Are you a Bambi fan?
I love Bambi.
Oh my god, I love Bambi. Bambi was at Boiler Room.
What?
Yeah. She was insane. She's so talented.
Which night was that?
I think the second night she was there.
Second night.
Yeah. I mean, they all kind of blur into one. I went to both.
Which one do you think was more?
Absolutely night one.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely night one.
Do you think it's because...
Okay, night one was for the real ravers. That's all I'll say.
Night two was like the gay one.
Yeah, it was, but it was very like... The vibe was different. I think night one was like hard style techno, like massive songs, and it was like very like doosh, doosh, doosh,
yeah,
doosh, doosh, like fast,
yes,
and it was
exactly.
like let's go, and then
like everyone's feeling the collective feeling.
right, like it was like it, that was like I don't know, that I felt like I was in Europe at night one. I was like hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But like night two, it was very like there wasn't, it was quite disjointed, you know, like there was a lot of different styles, there wasn't a lot of unity. There was also Earth Eater on night two, and some I love the set personally, but a lot of people hated Earth Eater
I
set.
Saw on Twitter that people were not liking Earth Eater's set.
It was crazy. She was kind of edging us, you know, she was like bringing us up for literally probably half an hour.
Which,
and like yeah, I don't know,
some people like that,
but then she never you know,
we never got
reached
there.
The climax. Yeah it kind of just went up down.
Oh, like, okay. You know what, Earth Eater disappointed us a little bit, and I guess that's okay.
That's all right with me.
They were doing their thing.
Yeah.
I like their music, like, generally, but
yeah.
I listened to a snippet of that set, and I'm not sure if I would have liked it in real life.
It was a lot of, like, bird noises, you know? It was kind of wild. But, yeah, let's play these two. So, we'll play Bambi, and then I have a song by Taeyeon Gibbs.
Okay,
who
Taeyeon.
I'm interviewing Taeyeon Gibbs for an article for Discorder coming out in the next issue, and I'm so excited.
Keep your eyes peeled, guys.
He's
I'm
such a cool
clip
guy.
That.
Oh my god, cute. Do you know, that's what I wish I did. I always used to collect my papers that, like, my articles were in, and then I just lost them all. I don't know where they are.
I still have your feature with
Devourers.
Devourers.
Yeah, same. I've got like a million of them.
It's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, look that one up, because seriously, I learned things about Devourers and inspired me to listen to their music.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
Thank
Anyways,
you.
Can't wait to listen to these two tracks coming up.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I hope you enjoy them.
But girl, wind it. If you want to jump me, I'll decline it. Your body stay hot in the behind it. Down the beat and rewind it. Wind it. Your mother ring down before. Dirty boy can't leave me alone. Chat to me back, chat to me back. But girl, try it. Me beef can't see me with the action. I'm on them back, right? Damn my distraction. Sim sim, I get alright. And maybe my bump wide. Them bad man slide on the rhythm.
Life shan what gangsters steal court. I'm on my phone on the way up on the way up. Friday for the girl tech body pan a Tuesday for the goon them a move gun. Bambi and Herb them on the rock.
Me need a woman who know if you wind up. Me need a woman who know if you know if you why them a pray me like TV a final. Oh a road boy have a money if you fly now. Me wonder guy every weekend. Get a new hot girl every season. Only girls are the way and the reason. Mama thought it up a dog and a demon. Night vision what gangsta steal core. Keep my hand on my phone on the way up on the way up on the way.
Between the groove. then. Link up with the brethren. Long talk, no, we just friends. All night we been texting. Mama Sita, wanna know ya. Can I touch ya? Till the morning, test the features. I can slow down, I can keep her. Wanna show ya.
We caught the vibe and I feel like she close. Tell me your secrets and let it all go. She got that fire, I'm ready for smoke. Nice how I talk, but I mean with the stroke. Give me the keys and we'll whip up the coast. Let's just forget all the drama we know. I pick the feeling, she ready for more. Don't got that rush, let's take this shit slow.
I know this time ain't easy. Why give up so soon? How could we let our love slip between the grooves? No more walking blindly. Let's talk this through. We're gonna fall for this love to get lost between the grooves. I know this time ain't easy. Why give up so soon? How could we let our love slip between the grooves? No more walking blindly. Let's talk this through. We're gonna fall for this love to get lost between the grooves.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, no, no. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, no.
Hello and welcome back to Friday Night Fever on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Twitch by Bambi and then Between the Groove by Teyon Gibbs and I'm the Living. Banger. So we got one of Rachel's selections coming up. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, it's called Docket by Blonde Shell featuring Bully. I found Blonde Shell through Spotify radio, but nice. Also I have a bad habit, I will admit. I love lurking people's playlists. There might have been one playlist that was created for me by someone else.
No.
I know.
No.
I know Sophie knows who I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
This figure, you know, she's no longer in my life, but she does have great music taste. This was not a song that was put on the playlist, but I did discover Blonde Shell that way.
Mm-hmm.
Still like her a lot. Would recommend checking out her music. I don't know if I would classify her as up and coming, but she did have her, I think, debut album release, self-titled, you know, Blonde Shell, last year. Nice. All of them are bangers, but if you're feeling a little sad, I'd say it's a good listen. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Exactly.
I feel like it's probably very appropriate for this time of year, you know?
Exactly. Docket, you know, we've got a little cheating story here of like,
naughty.
No, someone's touching my hand. I don't know how to feel about this.
Lordy, you know,
maybe I'll put you on the docket. And so,
oh, I see.
All I'm saying is, it's getting cold outside. Roster up, guys.
Oh my God. True that.
Thank you. We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill! That's really kill! Hard. Kill! Filthy bastard commies! I hate him! I hate
okay,
him!
Well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit.